You need a friend to be there with you. Talk it out and show you love. Come join us on Haven Chats.
Welcome back, guys. It's Haven Chats with K&D, Season 2. Woo! We had told you the episode before that we have something very special for you guys in our intro video. So, again, we're sorry we've been, you know, on our hiatus for too long.
MIA for a little bit, but don't worry because we are back and better than ever.
With a banger.
Yes, and we're starting off this season with a really awesome special guest, guys. She has an anointed voice.
Yes.
She has wonderful music that's just... It really brings you, connects you to the kingdom of God. And we would like to welcome to the floor with Woody. Don't forget, we haven't forgot about Woody. We would like to welcome Layla Oliveira. Yay! Hey. My gosh, Layla, it is so good to have you here.
Likewise.
Oh my gosh.
We're so grateful, first of all, just to have you, like, just come and be here and join us in our little Haven Chat in our season two. We're just excited to see what God's going to do in this chat.
Okay. For sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So just before we begin, Layla, just for listeners that have been fans since season one, and for those that are new that are coming into season two, can you just give a little background, who you are, a little bit of your testimony, just really quick, just introduce who Layla is.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Hi, everyone. grew up in Jersey here, you know, born and raised. I am Puerto Rican, you know, Boricua.
Boricua, okay?
So just growing up, I started singing when I was 12, like actually like worship leading.
Wow.
That's when I like knew like that. Mm-hmm. It was something that God had put on my heart that was like super special.
Yeah.
And then from there, just started like visiting a lot of churches, creating like a worship band in my like youth group with some friends.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then after that, like went into college. High school, obviously. Then college.
Yes.
You know.
It's not 4 years
for
high school.
For sure. And then I went to school for linguistics. I started off going actually to school to be a special needs teacher.
Okay.
And then I switched my major to doing like linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fell in love with speech therapy. And so now I'm a speech therapist, fast forward.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for that. That is good.
For
yeah.
Sure.
Yes. That is beautiful.
And how did you get like more into like the ministry part of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I mean, it was kind of crazy because in my mind I was like, okay, I know I want to do ministry, I know I want to travel, and this is like my biggest passion and dream. But I remember graduating from Rutgers. I graduated, right? Rep Rutgers.
Rutgers, or you got wrong.
St. Peter's. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. And so I remember graduating, and I was telling God, I was like, what am I going to do after this?
Mm.
Like, I really want to do, you know, worship. Like, I want to do ministry, but I needed to do my master's degree.
Mm.
I was like, where are we, God? Like, I know what you called me to do, but, you know, like, I don't really, do I need my master's? Like, and so... I just remember, like, God just being, like, just be obedient.
Mm.
Just be obedient in the season.
I love that.
Yeah, and it was so hard because I was like, oh, my gosh. Like,
the obedience is the hardest part.
Literally,
yes.
And, like, we were talking about earlier, like, sacrifice. Like, that's the biggest thing,
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I have to put all my desires to the side for a second and just, like, follow what God is telling me to do right now.
Mm.
And so I remember before I applied to a school before I got accepted to Keene, and I actually didn't get accepted into the speech program.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
It was heartbreaking because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm trying to finish fast, you know?
Just go for it, finish, get things done.
Yeah.
I had to wait like a couple months and I was just praying about it. And I was like, God, you know what? You know everything. So then that's when I received a DM from Maverick City.
Ooh, okay.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, that was...
And they would like watch my live streams. Like I would just do worship nights like on my live on Instagram.
Oh.
And they would always tune in and then I would always be writing with just a random person from Maverick. And I'm like, who is this person? And so they were always writing to me and they were like, hey, like, why don't you come out for one of our writing camps? And I was like, okay, for sure.
I didn't get accepted to the university
I wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And then instead, like, God kind of, like,
navigated. That door.
Yeah. And so, like, put me in ministry. And I was like, what is going on?
Wow.
And I still knew that I literally had to still be obedient to, like, that other thing,
other
too.
Calling.
But I was like, when it happens, you know?
Yeah. God's timing, yeah.
Yeah. And so then after that, got, like, I started speaking to, like, the people in Maverick, and then I went out, but COVID hit.
This is, like, in the year 2019.
Yes.
Wow. All this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Literally all of this. Wow. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, like, what am I going to do? I can't go out there now because it's based in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I just prayed about it. They did an online one, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do the online one and see what happens.
Okay.
So did that one, and other people would see it and be like, that's not that big of a deal. It's online. Like, you're not meeting these people. Like,
okay.
You're not communicating with these people. Like, you're just writing songs online.
Yeah.
Like, how crazy, like,
how big is that?
You know? And I was like, God, like, I don't look at it as that.
Yeah.
I look at it as, God, I'm just going to be obedient in this season.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
And so I did it regardless of everything shutting down.
Wow.
And I would do it in my basement. I would sign in, log in, and we would have, like, these chats. And after that, then the Lord opens up for us to go to, like, be part of the choir and go to, like, Upper Room and be part of that recording.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So from there, we went out again because the COVID, like, restrictions kind of lifted a little bit. And then I was able to go out to Atlanta, and then we actually recorded our first album with Acércame.
Yes, I love that song.
All those songs, yeah.
All those songs, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so that's...
Oh, no.
Wow.
And then Woody...
Right. Woody just wanted to interrupt a beautiful testimony.
No, it's okay. He just felt the spirit.
Yes. Oh, he's feeling it.
Period.
He's feeling it. All right, Woody, you're going to have to relax.
Okay, so... Why do we have cakes here? Why do we have things in front of us? So what we wanted to do is decorate it, okay? So what we have is we have three vanilla frosting. You guys can take your own. And then we have a whole bunch of colors that we could just choose just so that while we're talking and while we're doing a Q&A and also wanted to do a little game in between, we could just be doing something and just being decorative. And at the end, you guys could see the results, okay?
And then we can press resume on that beautiful testimony.
Yes.
Exactly. Finish that.
Yep.
For sure. And then I know we had spoken to you before about just a song association. We'll give you a word. And then you have like 15, 20 seconds to sing with that beautiful anointed voice.
Hallelujah.
Just a couple seconds of that song.
Okay.
And then if it's your song, because we know that we may have some words into your music.
Gotcha.
And then you can just give a little couple minutes of like what inspired that song,
what it means to you.
And just the origin, everything like I told you before, everything has an origin. It's not that you're not sitting in this chair in this moment right now for no reason.
Amen.
Everything that you've been doing led you to this point.
Amen.
So we're just gonna go more deep into that.
For sure.
Yes. Well, decorating cake.
Okay,
let's do it.
So we're gonna start. So Kayla, do you wanna, I already explained to you the game.
Mm-hmm.
So then, well, let's just like open this up. So I know that Layla and I are twins with the vanilla because we love the vanilla.
I want it to be different. It's okay.
Terrible.
I got chocolate cake for those of us who like chocolate cake. Okay.
Right. So I'm gonna actually try it because, that's good.
Were you not going to put it on if it wasn't
good?
Wait,
you never ate this one before?
Not this one. Usually I make it at my house. Like if I bake, I would make it. So I never tried.
Oh.
But that's good. But this is good.
So we want to let you continue with your testimony, though.
Yes,
I know
we'll let you finish,
and then we'll keep going. Okay. So go ahead.
So so we did that. We did that recording in... it was Dallas, right? I think they're based out of Dallas.
They're in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. So we did that recording in Dallas. And then from there... all of that other stuff happened where we like did the album, we met everyone, so like Karen, Johnny, Nate, Melody, like Aaron,
everybody.
Literally everyone.
That's
like,
the album where you have Hallelujah, right? Or that's another
so
one.
So that was the second album.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The first album was Acércame.
Yeah.
Yes.
So second one we had a lot more like of like those Spanish like worshippers that we all look up to, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like Christine Di Gladio.
Yes, I remember that. Yes,
Dani
you're right.
Betty.
Yes, they were there. You're right.
Yes, we had like literally everyone there, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is
crazy.
Oh,
that's what it has. Gloria, Gloria.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Literally. So that was wild. Like, actually, it was so funny because that song, was it Dante? Dante wrote some of it.
Which one?
Yeah, you would be surprised. Like, Dante actually, like, loves Spanish music.
Really?
And so, like, when he told us, we were like, okay.
This is good.
Bilingual,
right. And so, wow. like, they were bugging out Aaron and him, and they were telling us, like, the way that they came up with that song was the... So Dante had, like, walked into his, like, kitchen or something. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not saying this correctly, don't quote me on this, but...
He's watching this right now. Right. Don't quote
Sorry.
Layla.
Right. Don't quote Layla. But this is around the this is around the story that it was, you know. So they told me that he had actually came in the kitchen bugging out, and he literally goes... and he starts singing that part.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he came in with that, and literally Aaron's like, we should write a song about that. That's actually really good, that hook. Hey. And so then that song was birthed. Yeah.
Now, wow, now we know the birth of the song. But again, everything comes from something.
Wow, our pianist always plays that out of nowhere. He goes, dun, 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 dun.
That song's so good. No,
shout out Christian.
Yeah. I had no idea that it would have been him. Like, that's actually insane.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I was like, he's literally Dominican. That's it.
Yeah, he is inner. I'm telling you.
They adopt him now.
Right.
Dominicano in them. You already know.
For sure.
That is beautiful. So, is there anything more you want to share, that little testimony? Or do you mind if we get started on
No, let's get started. Yeah. So,
thank you for sharing that, Layla. Yes.
That course.
That is so amazing. I mean, again, in a time of work, I mean, for people that are listening, for the families that lost people during COVID, that was such a time where
for sure.
everyone, this disease was coming out. Literally. No one knew what it was.
Yeah.
There's pastors dying, family members dying, and then...
We were told, just 2 weeks, just and then eventually weeks, it turns into months, right?
Right. Yeah. It turns into, like, literally a day.
A day, yeah. And then it's it was a hard time, and just it makes me happy to hear such blessings come out of that, because out of all that just sadness and grief and loss, something beautiful came out of that.
Amen.
And that's how God works with us.
Amen.
Right?
He does.
In the midst of things where we don't know if it's looking dark or gray, God is still like, I'm working.
Or even in using your testimony and... Yeah. Not going into the school, not getting into the school that you wanted or and for what you were going for, but allowing you to say, okay, yes, I'm going to be obedient, and him using that, his timing, right?
Yeah.
Because like we said, his timing is perfect. Then eventually here you are, you have your degree, you got your master's degree, you're getting your job. Like, God knows all things. Really, he really does. And so now I want to give you the first song, first word.
Yes, okay, look at that. I made a little mess, but
no, it looks so cute.
It's all good.
I'm surprised you did yours so fast.
Yeah, I'm still trying to coordinate mine.
I love to bake. Like, I love baking.
Okay, so she's like, I got this down.
Yes, I do have a little bit of expertise. Oh, okay. Sorry, girls.
Well, she has a one up on us. That's crazy.
My sister, too, so.
Oh, she's
actually.
She's back there. Love that.
Right. She's over here, like, judging me.
Oh.
Okay, that is great.
My sister would do the same thing, so
literally.
She'd be like, you're doing that wrong.
She's like, actually, that looks like trash.
Yes. Actually, and they keep us humble.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so Kayla, do you want... Okay, so I'm going to have just a little timer.
Okay.
Like a 15, 20 seconds.
Oh,
so
no.
She's going to... You got this. No pressure.
Are we ready?
You want to go ahead.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Redentor.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics. Something like that.
That's right. We'll take it. The snapping and everything.
I'm so bad at this.
Okay, 20 seconds. All right.
For some reason, I don't know why. I know this from one of your songs, but for some reason, what came to mind is a corito.
Wait, which one?
Que mi redentor me tiene que levantar. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep
trying. I don't know that one, but I'm
going to
Me either.
I was just
It's an oldie. I'm sorry. So I'm from a really Pentecostal,
oldie
type of vibe. Oh, yes. So, yeah, that's what came to mind. Sorry.
Okay.
No. Okay. Why don't we try another word? You want to try another word?
Yeah, let's do one.
Okay. And if you feel like you want to switch the tables on us and do the same, you know. Wow, she's not saying it's good for me, so that means I'm doing horrible. But that's okay.
It looks so cute.
It looks a little messy, but that's okay. That's okay.
Cake boss, you know, Buddy Valestro.
Not Buddy.
If he saw this
one, Valestro, that's his last name.
Is it Castro? Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm actually
We made him Latino.
Okay, next.
Yes.
Okay, the next one is...
We said, okay, 1, 2, 3.
Temeré.
Yo no temeré.
Woo, let's sing it, girl. Sing it.
Go ahead.
De acercarme perfume a tus pies.
Love that song, man.
Vengo a entregarte
how did that come about? Like, who wrote it? Like, how did you guys get to have that on the album, everything?
So that song actually was, it was written before we even, like, kind of started Musica in general. So, it was, like, you know, in the vault.
In the vault, yes. Nice.
Right.
Hey, we got some stuff in the vault, guys, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Coming in.
So Kayla and Lemuel, their husband and wife, they, along with Edward Rivera and I think it was, yeah, and Aaron. It was them four, if I'm not mistaken. And if there's anybody I'm missing, I'm sorry, guys. But I know that they had created that song, like, way, like,
Edward Rivera, too. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. That's my big brother. He's awesome.
Aww.
Literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was such a
shout
great
out
guy.
To you,
shout out to Edward.
Shout out to
Edward. Gotta meet him one day.
Right. Guys, he's single. If y'all know anybody,
woo!
Imagine.
Yo, hey. Hey, you guys know anybody.
Woo! Right.
Put him out there.
He's gonna kill me after he sees
this. Oh my god.
But so we had put out that song for the second album, and it actually wasn't gonna come out on the album.
Wow, really?
And it was really like time restraints, like, and I just remember I was like, look, God, if you want it on the album, it's okay. If you don't, like, I understand, you know.
Yeah,
you're
right.
And and so, like, I just was like, all right, I'll just be patient. And I remember that day, like, the leaders of, like, just Maverick in general, like, they came up to me when I went to the restroom, and they were like, oh, like, what are you singing on? And I was telling, like, them a couple of songs that I was, like, gonna help with, and then they were like, oh, are you gonna lead any of them? And I was like, oh, like, I know, like, Alleluia, like, it couldn't really, like, you know, be recorded tonight just because of, you know, time purposes. And they were like, oh my gosh, no, like, we have to do it.
Yep.
And so that was the last song we recorded that night.
So after all those, and you guys had a lot of songs on that album.
It was a lot.
So it
was,
so you guys recorded all those songs in one day.
In one day.
Wow.
Literally one standing, it was legit just like song after song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question always. How do you guys get to know, like, how do people in the background know the songs before, like?
So, okay, so sometimes, if it's, like, really, really, like, done in advance.
Okay.
You know, us Latinos, sometimes we're not that advanced.
Yes,
well.
But it's okay.
I guess I
could
take that.
Right. Right. And so sometimes, so they'll send out, like, the actual song to, like, the group chat of, like, the people that are in the choir.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
And these are just regular, just people that they
know.
Yes,
people know.
Wow.
Literally, yeah.
Nice.
And so, they will usually do that, or, like, they'll learn it on the spot. Like, for that one specifically, like, we taught them on the spot, like, right before the event, and went over the choruses and bridges of every song.
Chorus and bridges, right?
Yeah.
That's the main part where people are coming and came in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's
literally how that went. And
wow.
Then God just, like, made a way for you guys to sing that song that night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's beautiful. God planned it, and he knows your heart. And, like, you know, everything, I feel like everything just falls into place when it comes to him.
Literally.
I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. Let's see if we have another question.
Yes.
Another question
that we got here that we can just go not. So I know we talked a lot about ministry, about how you started and where God is taking you now. But just to get more into, like, the fun side, if you could sing one song for the rest of your life,
one
eternity
song annoying,
on human earth, what would the song that you would sing?
Oh my gosh, that's a good one. I would probably, I love Worthy. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
Ooh.
Which one?
Worthy is
Yeah, literally. That was a trick.
I'm dead. That is literally like my, I love that song so
literally.
Much.
Amen.
Like, if I could sing that all, I would.
All day, all year, 24/7. That's the one.
Literally.
That's the
song.
One.
Wow.
And the Spanish version is very good as well.
Girl, Spanish version be hidden.
Yeah.
How about you guys? What would you guys choose?
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, that's a good. You can't turn that on me.
Okay, you know what I would do, girl? You know what I would do?
Uh-oh, let's see.
It will be an oldie.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It will be an oldie. It will be...
Yes.
I'm so sorry, but that would be the song that I would sing.
That would be me. Say more.
It's just that song. It's just it's timeless.
Yeah.
And every generation, it's been out since what, like early 2000s, even from before, and it's timeless. So I just believe that one just transcends about why we're here, right? We were made to worship. Like, that's what we were made for. We just praise Him.
Love
we praise
that.
Him.
I love that.
So that would be me. That would be my song. And Kayla, what would be for you?
Wow, this is hard.
I
Yes. Okay, well, so I have, like, this heart, man. Okay, so I have a lot of songs. Oh, I just... Okay. I have a lot of songs that I like.
Okay.
One of them is Levanta Mis Manos. That was one of the first
songs. Oh, my gosh.
That I sang... That I when I knew that I was 7 years old when I figured out like I was singing this song and I was on clouds. Like I felt like this was what I wanted to do forever.
Oh my god.
And then from then on I knew that I wanted to just sing everything that to God, like always. And so that's one I maybe a song, and the other one that I love to sing because at all times, like I said, I want to worship him is Te Bendeciré.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ingrid.
She's a powerhouse.
Yes,
she is.
I love her.
Wow.
And she's so humble.
Oh, she is like one of the people that I look up to the most.
Oh, that's so nice.
She's amazing. And she's the most humblest person I've ever met.
Wow.
I mean,
God bless her. Amen.
Again, I think we just talk about talents and gifts and purposes. And it's just those people that, you know, just God just put it right there. Powerhouse. Absolutely, and just, I mean, I take your word for it. Humble, and that's the key to life. We can't go anywhere in life without being humble.
Yeah.
And we just have to be reminded that what we do is not for us.
Yes.
And that's hard. And that it's a challenge. It can be hard.
That is true, girl.
God will remind us. He'll say, don't forget, I'll humble you. Yeah, I will humble you. And it's hard, but that's what God, because he does it for us. He does it for us.
Yeah.
That's just beautiful. All those people that are there, like Ingrid and all those people, what they do is just out of this world.
Including you, girl.
Praise God. And we're so excited that you're here, and we just can't wait to look back in a year where you're just, God just takes you even more. I'm going to be like, we did that.
There's
and you'll be back. Like, you know,
this is
the intro, but
it's
going to be a surprise.
Right.
Guys, if you guys are wondering why I wrote Andy, it's because...
Why is she writing
Andy? I saw her writing Andy, and I was
like,
oh,
who is K. Andy? I was saying, who is this for? Is this a boo?
No, it's because of Woody.
So this is your boo thing.
Period. But usually, like, he has Andy on the bottom of his foot.
Yeah.
That's smart. It's like, in honor of Woody.
I put it
in
honor
of Woody who interrupted her.
So this is your boo thing?
That's it, guys.
Should we do another word for a song? Another little song association before we get into the question?
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's get the second from the clock. Are we ready?
I am ready. Kind of one, two, and three.
Reino.
Establece tu reino.
Yes.
Go ahead. Establece tu reino.
Girl, we have another song in mind?
Girl, what I was going to do with it.
Yes. That was the other one you had in mind?
Yes. Shout out to Averly.
Yes.
Love it. So, and now, since we know that was your song, what was the meaning behind that? How did that one come about? And I know this is your project. This is your work. So how...
Yeah. So that one, we did a writing camp.
Okay.
Yeah, in Miami. Mm-hmm. And so it was Robert, Haniel, like a couple of like our friends, and we all got together. And this song, Robert, like he had like a really like big like passion on his heart to like write a song for like the church.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we were talking, we wanted it to be a song that like all churches could sing and really declare this when they're in their times of like prayer.
Yes.
Of worship, like intimacy with God.
Yes.
I feel like we don't like. I think that it really have. She's paved the way for us to have like songs like
anthems,
anthems, and especially songs that like we could use when we're like doing spiritual warfare. And
I think
we always talk about like the heart. We talk about like intimacy with God in like such a sweet way.
Yes,
and it's. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
But I feel like the biggest thing is like also knowing how to actually go into battle for like your prayers, your all of these things that you're praying about. Like we need a song that actually speaks to these principalities and these things like in the dark realms that we don't see physically, but we know they're there.
Okay.
And so like that's why like even in the bridge, it's like demonios al fuera.
Yes.
En el nombre de Cristo.
Amen.
Yes.
And then we're telling I love the part where it goes. Su reino se establece, su iglesia es más fuerte.
Yes.
So when God establishes his kingdom on earth, like the church, becomes more strong.
Exactly.
We understand who God is and, like,
amen.
What he does.
Amen.
So, yeah, that's why we made that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that...
You were co-writing that with other people?
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And where was that recorded again?
That was in Dominican Republic.
DR, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was one from Marisol. Wow.
Yeah.
DR.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It was awesome.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. And then another question that we can just go on based out of that.
For sure.
Again, you talked about your testimony being in church and whatnot. But did you grow up in the church your whole life? Or were you introduced, like, your teenage and then later
like,
on?
You were 12.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I technically, like, grew up in the church.
Yeah.
My whole life. What I do tell people is that, like, they'll ask me, like, when did you really, like,
mm-hmm.
know, like, when did you, like, really, like, find this, like, love for God, like,
yes.
know him, like,
yeah.
And I think, like, there's a difference between that, because, like, we could grow up in the church and not really, like,
oof.
Know who God is,
oh, yeah,
you know, and it's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
it's normal, because we're young,
we,
like,
yes.
we're going because
our parents
bring
yeah.
us to
yeah.
God,
that's true,
but, like, I can't say, like, at 12 years old, it was, like, I understood fully who God
yeah.
is,
yeah.
but I knew I could feel him, and I knew he was there, and he was present,
mm.
But I think that as you grow older, like, you start seeing your life, like, you start seeing the challenges that come,
mm-hmm.
and you actually can, like, this time you can identify yourself with the challenge and with these things,
yeah.
and I think that seeing God's hand move was what actually, like, now I can say, like, I really know who God is, and
mm-hmm.
I've experienced his
and what
love.
He does for your life,
right?
Yeah.
Because at that age, you're so innocent that these things aren't really, like, so big to you.
Yep.
Mm,
until
true.
You experience them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think that was, like, the biggest thing.
If you don't understand what people are saying, the things
yeah.
that they're saying, or
yeah.
right.
testifying that, you're like, how is that a big deal until you go
yeah.
through yourself? Mm.
Exactly.
Mm,
so
wow.
now I think I can actually, like, relate to people when they say, like, oh, you know,
this.
How do you know God? Like,
how
mm.
do you know God? And it's, I think I saw, like, a post on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Like, God, like, it wasn't where you found God, like, on that Sunday
right.
in the morning at a random. You found God when you are your lowest, where
yes.
and that's where you find Jesus. And the only way to go is up, right? So
exactly.
that's where he takes you. And
sure.
it, that's just, that's, and that's the beautiful thing. Like, God will use what you've been through, what you've experienced
mm-hmm.
to share his love and his testimony. And
no, for
that's,
sure.
And that's just beautiful.
I'm great. I'm glad that we're doing that here and that you're able to have that space to be able to, like, talk
sure.
about that
yeah.
in your testimony. Because
mm.
people, we want to know about the person, you know, but sometimes we want to know how, like, God used you to get to where you are, too.
Exactly.
Because you're bigger who you are now and what you do now, but I know that you weren't there in the beginning, you know, that God
for sure.
created you to do and use you and created you and molded you is the right way, right, as the potter to be.
Yep.
You are now,
amen.
Right? And I'm grateful that God is using you and pray that he continues to use you. Amen.
Thank you. Literally seeing.
And let's just take a pause and see our cakes. So, hold on. This is... I was supposed to start decorating the edge.
I'm dead. Not my little
this,
image.
Hi, guys.
Melting.
This is a mistake. I don't even know
she's
what this is.
She's not seeing her
records
anymore.
It's not like mine.
I can't.
Just
that's
this blob. Just look at that. Girl,
and
we
thought she had
girl,
a
don't
water.
Lie, girl. I know you said blob.
We're like, we'll just eat that one part.
Yes.
Wait, so cut out the sprinkles.
Yes.
Like, eat the sprinkles.
Cut out the sprinkles.
Right.
But, hey, God uses our ugly pieces
and
he creates a masterpiece,
oh,
right?
Have that
so this
yeah.
is
yeah.
a master
go back
piece.
To season one.
Yeah, I know.
Talk about that.
Yes. What do you know about that, guys? What do you know
and
about turning
vines.
Ugly?
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
Not
that vine.
That vine is a little weak, but it's
that
still
wow.
good.
She said it's a little weak?
A little weak.
This
well,
is bad.
I can't say anything, though, because I have a big blob, but I'm just gonna, like, keep going.
It's
circus theme. It's circus theme.
Got it.
It's circus theme.
Got
okay.
Got it.
So just
I
imagine.
See circus.
Yes. I don't know if it's a compliment or if that's bad, but I'm gonna say thank you. And I'm just gonna continue with my work. Okay?
No, it's good. It's good.
Let me craft. Let me craft.
Oh, we say let me cook. That's
oh yeah.
Awesome.
Let
me
cook. I'm cooking in.
Bake.
Oh, let her bake.
Let me bake.
Guys don't want these vines or branches for mine.
Ooh, he said, "I am the true vine. You're the branches." Oh.
Yeah, he's like, "This ain't the true vine. This
oh,
is
yo.
The other one."
Hey. That wine is still good, girl.
Uh-huh.
He uses anybody.
It's a shake in her voice when she said
he
it.
Uses
it's still
anybody,
good.
Girl.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Good girl. Okay. All right. Let's do... Okay. Okay. Let's do another song. Let's still have another one. Okay. Oh, actually, okay.
You want another one?
Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
I'm excited because I hope that you do the song that, like, is going to be in my head.
Yes. I think I think they know the words she's talking about because she put this on.
Okay.
Yes, you are. I'm dead. Hey, wait. What about the next one?
I'll be like... song Yeshua
mm,
I don't know. I don't
gosh. Okay.
Okay. All right, guys. So, okay, ready? The word is yours.
Yours is a kingdom.
Wow, we should sing the whole song.
Wow.
The
yeah, now I know.
Yours is a glory forever.
And you have that one person like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
One high
yeah.
hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what he was doing.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that you put that song in.
Yes.
Obviously.
But do you want to tell her the song you
want? But I really wanted
to. You were supposed to do a throwback, girl. Throwback.
For one of yours. For your song,
one?
I'm yours.
The fast one?
The slow one.
No,
it's like
a fast
one.
It's a fast one.
Oh, it's fast.
Yeah.
When
May image just
yeah.
like you came
yeah.
from dust.
Yeah.
Song.
Place
me here, send me a far glory. I'm yours.
Yeah.
And when my vision seems to be
yes.
Colder,
yes. Woo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm reminded that I live in his face.
Woo.
Okay, we're going to zoom in on that.
All right, yeah,
so
we can zoom
right
in.
Right.
Cut us out.
Whoa. It's her
yeah.
concert now, guys.
I'm loyal. So I mean, if you can remember, what did like what was that project like?
How
what
did
that
come
like,
about?
What,
yeah.
Yeah. If, I mean, if you can even.
Man.
Please, because I need to know. As number one, I'm your fan. Please tell me.
I'm your fan.
Please tell me.
She's just saying she's your fan.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm your guys.
Cool.
Oh, I love it.
I'm trying to think, man. I wrote that song a while back. I wrote it on the piano. I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like playing like just random chords and then I was like, oh, like I like this beat. So then I just like recorded on like a voice memo.
Okay. Yeah, that's the always way to
yeah.
put on that voice memo.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. And then I was really into like the R&B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still love it, but
yes.
I want a song like that. Right, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yo, let me just write something fun and let's see what happens. And so I took out the Bible and I was like, yeah, let's talk about how we were created from dust.
Ooh, yep,
love
yep,
that.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
then,
powerful.
Yeah, that's why I did that. And then like the bridge was like, my God, you got all like my problems solved. And when I'm
yeah.
feeling down, I know it won't be long.
Yeah.
Mm.
And like, I just really was like in a time, I think at that time I was just like really like, trying to figure out like what my sound actually was, like what
okay.
God really wanted to do.
Okay.
And so I was like, God, like, you know, all I know is I'm yours and you gotta take the lead on this one because I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Wow.
And so then yeah, I created that song and I was like,
no, that it sounded like you had a fun time on that track. Like,
it was
that
so
track,
fun.
Yes, that track just is groovy. It's a different sound. And again,
yeah.
I think the Christian music world, CCM, sometimes, you know, it can get, you know, the same. And
for sure.
You have to get that spaz of new stuff. And
yeah.
even though that was a
part
of yours a while ago, it's still something that, like, okay, it's refresh and just recharge. And I felt like, oh, my mind was clear.
Yeah.
But it go praise in the wood.
Yes.
It was amazing. So thank you. For, even though
oh,
you didn't
yes,
sing the song.
Yes.
But I know it's going to be like, okay, this song is
she saying
like,
it. She's saying it.
Yeah, she's saying it. She's
you were
saying
like, it's either one.
It's either one. Yeah, it's either one. And then just a question that we can ask again for if you are okay with that is
yeah.
that we know about your company that you launched,
because
yes.
my
La
question was this, ready?
Yes. Because I was telling you this earlier that my throat is like always messes up. Every time I
yeah.
sing, it always gets something always happens. Like, how do you keep your voice so good every time for events that are probably like back to back or
yeah.
like songs you have to sing here and that, like back and forth, like
mm-hmm.
and traveling and everything like that? How does that, like, I know that affects sometimes who like
for
your
sure.
voice, and how do you keep that like constant and
yeah.
good? Yeah,
I think like that's like one of the biggest things that was hard for me too. Like, once I got on the road, I was like, okay, what am I doing? Because like, I remember singing like a couple of songs, and by the end of those couple of songs, like, I started getting really like tired. Like, my voice would be absolutely gone.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
not even halfway through like
the set.
Okay,
right.
Okay, that's great.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's crazy because like no one really like knows, but I actually was like, they diagnosed me with a voice disorder.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And so it's, It was the good thing is like the voice disorder can like go away.
Okay.
So
okay.
I just needed to work on it.
Oh, wow.
So imagine like a speech therapist going to a speech therapist.
Okay. You're using what you're studying.
I felt so sad at first because I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm giving speech therapy and I need it.
It was just a training for what you have to
yes.
do.
Right. And I think like that was the best thing I could have ever done.
Really?
And because, yeah, and, like, honestly, like, one of my biggest passions was to help people, especially, like, in the worship space.
Mm-hmm.
Not just also, like, the worship space, but, like, pastors, leaders.
Yes.
People that use their voices mm-hmm. on a regular.
Yeah.
It's not just worshipers that are always seen.
Or
like
pastors,
missionaries,
teachers.
Honestly,
teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they would be, like, diagnosed with nodules, and, like, people
wow.
don't even know that.
Wow.
Or don't even know, like, how to seek help for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I wanted to make people aware that that's actually a thing you can do.
Wow.
You know? So,
when
I created Le Voix.
Yeah, there
yes,
you go.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, because...
How do you say it?
Le Voix.
Le Voix.
Yeah.
Voilà.
Sounds... I was like, I wanted something French.
It
voila.
Sounds like it.
Wow. I'm like... So, yeah, like, I was just, like, praying about it, and I was like, look, I'm going to launch it, and still, like, it's in the works, because, like, I want to do certain things, but I'm just trying to see, like,
yeah.
what I really want to focus on when it comes to it.
Okay.
But it's just really building awareness, so, like, people are aware of what voice issues they may have
yeah.
and how to fix them. Because it's really big in this, like, world.
In
like,
this world.
The
yeah.
Latino world.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah. We're too loud. We talk loud.
We talk loud, period.
So
right.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, how we are.
It's
we
just
express
embedded.
Ourselves.
It's
yes.
embedded.
And so I was like, we definitely need this. So yeah.
Wow. That is beautiful. That
yeah.
I'm so glad that you are reaching that community that and just people in general, just to help whoever those that
yeah.
can benefit from that.
Yeah, and trust
that's,
me. I will be waiting for that to drop more
yes.
if I can
yes.
know more about it too. Trust me.
For
because
sure.
yeah,
it
was
it.
Just yesterday for Haven Worship,
yeah.
right? We had an event yesterday, and already by like the second set, I was like, my voice, it was drained, and just overall
yeah.
just like it's tiring. It's the physical exhaustion is insane.
And then
so.
You're also trying to like have like this also like you're trying to jump around. You're trying
yes.
to like make
energetic.
Sure that you're interacting
yes.
with like everybody so that everybody's like okay like it's not you know boring.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's some energy and then so it's really it's up to you. It's up to you.
It
so
is.
It's you know. People will follow what they see. So, I mean, I just give so much just credit to you for just
yes.
being, doing all of this stuff and just that physical exhaustion. I know that, I know for you, you can testify that taking care of yourself,
it's
your mental, physical, emotional well-being has
yeah.
to that's important.
Yeah.
And I just,
talk
I'm so proud of you for that.
Yeah,
really
yes,
you.
We do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and talking
guys.
About that. I want to do something that you wanted to know about. How do you take care of your hair, girl? How do you
yes.
do it so
because
now
that we're on self-care routine.
Yes. How do you
do
it? How do you do
this?
Thanks,
look
guys.
At that. And I mean,
there,
the
guys,
lines,
if
the
you
color.
Can see it from where we see it, it's even more beautiful than when you do
I'm
your hair.
I'm actually
red.
Honestly. So actually, I use Redken. Like
okay.
Their products are so good. Like
really?
Their washes.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I'll maintain my red with their Redken like red like hair like
okay.
wash.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sometimes is a little drying. So like I'll make
mm-hmm.
sure like I put some different oils in it.
Okay.
Like I know that castor oil is a big oil that like all of us use, especially like when we're like missing a little bit hair. Like
they, yeah.
when we feel like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of hair breakage. Like
yeah,
you can add that.
Yeah.
Right. But I will say like my biggest thing is just like Redken and also not applying too much heat.
Mm.
That is like the biggest
heat,
thing. Yeah.
Really.
Question is your hair naturally straight? Because I mean,
yeah.
this is one like a wand, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a
okay.
curler. Yeah. So my hair is naturally straight. So if I do curl it, like I'll curl it once and
okay.
then it's going to last the whole time.
I was
really?
Going to say, because your hair right
wow.
now,
yeah.
I know there's girls that struggle with like curling their hair and it fades. You know,
yeah.
but your hair looks very like. I mean, your curls have lasted
yeah.
for hours.
Yeah.
So now, yeah,
hairspray.
So
like,
hairspray, and also the texture of your hair is probably it's
it
thick.
Is.
Your hair
it
is
can
thick.
Like hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for some girls it's hard. Like, you can't hold
I
it.
Know,
so,
my sister can. Like, her
yes.
hair is too thick and too
uh-huh.
heavy.
That
just, it looks good in 2 seconds, and then later on it's like
yeah,
dead. It looks like nothing.
Don't use
clothes.
The
Redken like brush
all the time.
Guys.
Oh, not the oh. The blowout push?
I used to love it. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm sorry. It brings a lot of breakage.
Sorry.
It does? It brings
That's what I heard, though. I've been seeing that girls are like, I mean, I see the hair that I pile up
when I see it.
It's bad.
What would you recommend to, like, to blow out your hair? Because it gives an easy blowout. That's the thing. Yeah.
Usually, like, if you use a regular one, just make sure it's, like, on the, like, coolest setting.
Okay.
Like, I would do
okay.
that. And, like, I just...
Okay.
Kind of like blow dry it like that, but
okay.
yeah, it's sad.
Okay.
No, it's not good
because that thing. I remember that product came out right in COVID, and that thing went viral.
Oh my gosh, I used to love it.
Yes,
it's because it's like also in like 2 seconds. Even when your hair's
like I just
little damp, you just want
just
to.
Just
I used it to do like my.
I love doing
front.
My
hair.
Yeah.
I know. Have to go back to rollos.
Yeah, I guess you gotta be old fashioned.
Literally,
but. It's okay because sometimes old fashioned is a good way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to save our hair.
I think we're on the last song and you're probably gonna get it, so let's see.
Oh, wait, I wanna do this one.
Yeah, so it's the first one, so let's see.
Okay,
ready? You're probably gonna get it. I mean, please.
It's
okay,
our song.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Samaritana.
Oh. Como aquella Samaritana. También deseo que sacies mi alma como aquella mujer.
Ooh.
I love that poem.
Oh my gosh, please. If you love it, we are obsessed
need
with it.
To explain.
Oh,
yes.
Explain,
girl.
Yes, please.
So we wrote that song way before we even did the actual writing camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we wrote it outside of that with a couple of my friends. And that song, honestly, it was so special. So, one of my friends, Angel, him and his brother, Angelo, like, they had created, like, the song. And then they helped create, like, the verses and, like, the chorus. So, like, when we had gotten it, me and my friend Alexis, we both came together and we were like, okay, like, let's change things here and there. Like, in the, like, just melodically, we changed a lot of melody of like certain parts.
Okay.
And then I brought it to Robert and Haniel at the writing camp, and then Robert actually added in that bridge.
Wow.
I love that bridge. Yeah, and I feel like the bridge just like took it to a whole another song. Because we wanted to talk about like the Samaritan woman.
Yeah.
But we're like, how do we talk about it with like talking about it.
And in a song. Because
right.
talking about a specific story and, like, what your song is
and naming
hard.
Them. It's, like,
and
awkward.
Naming them. Yeah. When I first heard this song, I was like, wow. Like, they're actually calling out, like, Samaritana.
Yes.
Which was so unique. So that's why that song is just so special.
Yes.
Right.
So special. So special.
Yeah. I love that. I really do. It's blessed me. All the songs, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you pretty much saying. And just, like, again, continue like the Lord continue to bless her, amen. And she may just also be touched by that. You could also be touched by her song, and the Lord continue to use her as your vessel.
And I think just like one last question, just to wrap up, I think because we talked about almost every aspect, and you said that you're doing this, you just graduated with your master's,
mm-hmm.
you're working right now,
mm-hmm.
you're touring, and you're spreading God's message, God's love. How do you balance that with your still your personal life, your family, your hobbies, like things that you like to do on your own, which you can mention too? Like, how do you do it? How do you remain Layla throughout all of this? Like,
yeah,
how do you do
for
it?
All
how
the,
do you do
yeah.
it?
I mean, it is like it's challenging. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, just because like I'll work Monday through Friday, full on days, and like I really devote my time to work. Like when I'm at work, I'm at work, and then when I'm like. Once, like, Friday, like, night hits where it's, like, okay, I'm out of work, like, that's when it's, like, Friday to Sunday, I'm, like, ministry driven.
Ooh.
Like, my brain is, like, okay, ministry. And then it's, like, okay, I need to also spend time by myself. And, like, do things that I actually just genuinely like.
Yeah.
So, like, just creating, like, that time, I would say, is, like, I would take, like, 2 days and just be, like, okay, I'm going to go somewhere. Like, I'm going to go out. Like, whether it's, like, 2 p.a. or whether it's, like this weekend I went to Florida to visit family.
Yes, we saw that,
yeah. Yeah, and so I was, like, I just needed, like, that time to kind of, like, breathe.
Yeah.
So, like, I think sometimes, like, as ministers and just, like, just any type of minister, I think we don't, forget that we're also human.
Yes.
And, like, we also need to just live a normal life.
I feel like some people also forget that.
Yeah,
you know?
And you lose that.
Yeah.
Like,
that.
While you're being, like, a minister, so it's, like, you're always on minister, like, mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's great. And, like, the good thing about it is, like, I've always said, like, I'm going to just be 100% myself when I'm doing ministry.
Be real.
So I never feel like,
I have to put something down and then pick something back up when I'm done. Like, no. It's like, you're going to get the same person on the stage, off the stage.
Wow.
And so that's always just been me. Like, if I'm, like, literally, like, going through something, like, I'm so open enough to be like, this is what it is.
Wow.
You know, God, like, this is my heart while I'm on the altar. Like, I give you this worship. Like, that's just how it is. So if I got to cry on an altar,
there you go.
I'll cry.
You cry.
I'll sit and cry. Like, and I'll just, like, God minister. Like, so that's, like, my biggest thing, like, just
that's
being the
biggest.
Same.
Just being the same. So would that be, besides that, if anyone might add on, is there any advice that you would want to give people that want to do what you're doing, like, still working but also want to pursue ministry, and not even just vocally,
yes.
for people that are doing all the camera work, that are
for
doing
sure.
video editing, that are doing all the behind-the-scenes stuff and worshiping, and sorry.
No, you're good.
And also just... for people that do for instruments, what's some advice besides that being real that you would give them if they feel like this is their calling?
What I would say is, like, if, like, this is your passion, like, you have to, like, it's the biggest thing here is prayer. Like, you really have to ask God, like,
yes,
God, like, what do you want from me? What could I do to please you in my life? Like, in my actual life, like, what could I do to please you when I'm doing my actual, like, worldly job? Because, like, it's the
that's
same
important.
Thing. Like,
yeah.
even in your worldly job, like, you're not, you don't put down the role of a minister. And, like, that's the biggest thing, too. Like, I found myself, like, late hours in my office, like, man, like, I wish I was out in another country, you know, ministering. But God's like, no, I have you here. So you need to be a minister here.
Yes.
The same authority you carry on an altar is the same authority you can carry when you walk into a room. And I think we forget that sometimes, and we say, like, I'm going to put this to the side, God. I'll pick it up after I finish my shift. Like, I'll go back to this once I finish my shift when I meet with this person and I'm ministering to them.
Do it.
Like, it's like, no, but God is just like, you're meant to walk into places and shift atmospheres. And so that was, like, the biggest thing, like, you know, even in the word, like, you see, like, this story of this man, like, he's literally walking through this crowd of people, and because of his shadow, everything changes. Like, these people are healed.
Yes.
You know, and I think that that's exactly the same authority God wants us to walk in with.
Amen.
You know?
That's beautiful.
That. Just live that out.
Thank you. I'm taking that with me, too.
Yes.
I don't know about you guys, but I am, too. And, again, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're so thankful and grateful for all that you do and for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We just, you know, send you with love and send you to the Lord, because you to bless her, Lord, amen.
Yes.
And we want to ask you one more question.
Yes.
One more question. And the
Let's just take a, I mean, are we all done with the cakes?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Should we show, like, the camera peeps
yes.
our cake? All right. So, Layla, guest, please show your cake.
Okay, this is my Andy-inspired cake.
Ooh.
I don't want to, like, spill it too much.
Hold on, wait.
If it falls. Yeah.
So this is... This is her cake.
This is for Andy.
Wow. Andy's her boyfriend.
I'm
done. Andy's her man's, and he says thank you.
Thank you.
So that is her beautiful, that's Layla's beautiful cake with Andy right there.
Your turn, Miss.
I do not want to show this. Layla has this point of view where she's like, wow, this is atrocious.
No, not
girl,
even.
Girl.
No.
Girl, really? Really?
She can't say that seriously.
Jesus says Moses wrote on that Ten Commandments.
Uh-huh.
Do not lie.
Okay.
And you, I know you did, but it's okay.
I know
you
did.
I know you did. So here we got a carnival cake. So if you see here, we have intricate details here.
Oh, she's gonna explain.
Period. I put a little lettering here, and it's just it's unique.
It looks like from some, like, hieroglyphics.
And you see, actually, there is a biblical message right here, and I'm gonna get into it
now.
So we're gonna talk about Moses, and the Red Sea. This is the Red Sea. And then Moses took the staff.
I don't know where she's going.
And then God made the part right here, see?
I'm screwed.
Free right there.
Free too.
So there is a biblical meaning. He will part your Red Sea. Aleluya Santo. So that was my biblical cake.
If you're done with your biblical preaching.
Thank you, carnival cake. My preaching's done.
Okay.
Thank
period.
You.
That was period. It was good right here. You ate with that one.
I ate. I ate that one.
She baked it. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, mine is just, I love bright colors. I got all the bright colors.
Oh, okay.
And then it says Haven Chats. And it has S2 for season 2. Okay.
Oh,
you probably can't see that from here. I just know it because it's what I try to write. And then middle it says K and D. Yeah, you know, K and D.
K and D.
And then it says V L O. Hmm, I wonder what that is. Who that is.
Oh my gosh.
Layla. So I have to put her here. So, yes, I hope you guys like it. I love my
clothes. I mean, should we try it or should we just do it off camera? Try it.
I think. Just in case it's bad, we'll try it off camera.
Yeah, we'll try off camera because I don't know if we might like spit it right back out.
Wait. Oh my gosh. But anyways, we have to wrap it up. We don't want to wrap it up.
I really don't. We could
do it for hours. We can't. But we want to just ask one more question.
Yes.
And just for everyone to just like, maybe if you have your volume low, maybe put it louder, just so you hear this part for real. And the question is, I don't know if you want to ask it with me. We can ask it together.
Yeah, sure.
The last question is, would you ever want to do a collab with Haven Worship?
Of course. You guys got to stay tuned.
Ooh, stay tuned. She said, stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned.
Oh, my goodness. But again, thank you. And that's something we're going to look forward to. That's collab,
future collab.
What we're gonna do now is just pray, and
yes,
that whatever we said.
I was gonna ask maybe you know, if you can pray, and then
sure,
I'll close this off.
Yeah,
but you know, since you know you, I feel like it's so important for you to pray because you were vulnerable today, and you were vulnerable and just being honest. And
yes,
Haven Chats is just about being real.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you for doing that, just being yourself. And like you said, you are you. Like, you just radiate you.
Yes.
And you just,
yes.
And just thank you for saying that, because I think that's going to help a lot of people who listen, just
mm-hmm.
to never change and just
yes.
represent Jesus.
Yes.
And
being obedient.
Jesus,
I love
yes.
that
yeah.
hit me a lot. And
yeah.
I'm just grateful, like, for all your words.
Yeah, yes,
for,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to just start off in prayer, and then when you're done, I'll close this off.
Perfect. What are we going to say before we pray?
Ooh, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so don't forget, close your eyeballs. Everyone, close your eyeballs and bow your heads. But if you're driving, do not close your eyeballs, because then you'll get in a car crash.
No,
so
we
don't
want
that.
We
don't want
that.
So we're going to close our eyeballs, minus people driving, right now. Okay? And for those that didn't see the cakes, just know that mine was, like, really good. And theirs, too. But mine was, like,
hers
biblical. Ate. Mine,
hers was
mine
the
had
best
biblical.
Because it had a biblical
so,
meaning.
So, like,
I say.
Preached. I preached today.
Mine was a Disney cake.
Yeah, it was a Disney.
She said, I came back to Florida.
Yes.
I remember the
yes.
day with me.
Yes.
I don't know. This was just Haven Chats. Okay.
Yes. So, Layla, can you just sit down for prayer?
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for bringing us here. We thank you for allowing us just to have, like, this fellowship, this moment, Father God, with you. We thank you for building this friendship amongst everyone that's in this room, Lord. We just ask that every single word that was said at this table by each and every one of us, God, that it would just permeate and that it would just settle in everyone's hearts that's listening to this word, Father God. We ask that this would just be something of a blessing, Father God, to everyone that listens, God, that they would enjoy this, but that they would also be fed, Father God. Lord, I ask that you would fill them up, Lord. We ask that wherever they are, God, that they would understand the assignment that's on their life, God, and that you bring life to the assignment.
Amen.
Over their life,
yeah.
God, that anybody that has been stagnant, that has felt like they're dead and that they feel like their calling has died, God, we just ask that you would revive that again,
yes.
Lord Jesus. And through this, God, that this would just be a sign that it
Amen.
Is time for them to allow you to revive it again in them. So, God, we thank you for your presence and for being here with us, Lord.
Amen.
And we just ask that you would bless each and every person watching.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. I think
yeah.
it's time to try it out, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, ready, guys?
Okay.
Thank you guys for watching. We're so great that you guys, I'm so grateful for you guys tuning in. And we just want to say, don't forget to like,
comment,
share,
subscribe.
And
download. And follow Layla on Instagram.
And follow Layla. Yes.
Please follow her.
Yes. Yes. Don't forget to like, comment, share for her, too. Amen.
Yes. And yes. So, thank you, guys. God bless you.
God
bless you. Blessings.
Bye.
Bye,
guys. Bye.